Well, in order to get to that point where you're going beyond, you had to go, I think every all of us have to go through, call it the guilt, call it the anger, call it whatever, it's those turbulent emotions, because at least as far as I understand it, we all swim in this soup of cultural understanding, and we don't even know enough to be outraged about outrageous things happening. That can be war, it can be racism, it can be sex roles, it could be economic disparity, all of those things. Frequently, we grow up with it and we just say, oh, that's the way it is. What got you to the point where you knew that the system was messed up, that you had been raised in a system that demanded a strong reaction?
It's kind of an interesting question, being born in 1955 in Newark, New Jersey. My life was laid out in such a way that I understood that there was stuff to be outraged about. With the Newark uprisings or Newark riots that happened when I was a young girl and, actually had to be shipped off to my grandparents in Philadelphia for my family to feel that I'd be safe. And with the Black Panther parties on the corners and all that was going on, it wasn't so much in my experience that it was so much knowing that there was something to be outraged about. For me, the journey was, in fact, getting in touch with my part. Now, this is on an individual level. A good example would be as a Black woman teaching in a friend's school, being the only African American in the upper school, for instance, I noticed that there was a pattern of my offering a suggestion or an opportunity for greater understanding during a staff meeting, during a faculty meeting, and feeling unheard by the rest of the faculty. Now, this is a common experience for the only of anything, I think. What was more empowering for me was not so much noticing that folks didn't have an understanding or necessarily maybe a tolerance for listening. What was most empowering for me was to notice that I had a tendency to bring myself less to the table out of an expectation of not being heard or out of the true experience of not being heard. What was most empowering for me was when I was able to, one, begin to take note of my part in pulling back myself, my power, my understanding, my truth, and what did I want to do about that part of it? Right now, I'm really talking on what I would call an individual and group level because I had access to a way of being, or I had access to bringing myself more fully in those circumstances. So that was an entryway for me, looking at what are the things that I do that sustain the status quo. And I have to say, the more I got in touch with that, the more powerful I actually felt to shift that dynamic. Now, that's on an individual and group level. We could take ourselves as a people, in this case, as African American people. I'm more excited at this stage of my life to say to a group of African American folk, what do we do that helps to sustain the current reality? I'm much more interested in that in many ways than trying to set up an environment where I get white folks to know more and more and more and more, kind of like what they've done, and get them more and more and more in touch with that. It's the same question, though, for, a group of white folks, a group of heterosexual straight folks, to say, what is it that we're doing that's sustaining the status quo? I just mentioned that as an entryway because that understanding and noticing how I was being different once I understood my part. And my part could be I'm leaving this job. I mean, that's also a part. So in other words, I'm not saying you're stuck in that circle, but understand the choice points in there.